those young people working away can expand their skill set. And then while it's an initial loss, we should see that as a real future gain. Fragile and all as it is, the economy is beginning to pick up. We're creating over 1,000 jobs a week. And I know from the thousands of young people that are in these industries abroad, and many of them graduates from LYIT, have the skill set to come home and fill all of these types of jobs.
A lot of people are going to say this is somewhat hypocritical that a representative of the party, which in the views of many has caused immigration, is now calling for something to be done about the issue.
Firstly, this is my first time in politics. I have not been an elected representative, so all elected representatives have a collective responsibility for this, whether they were in government or not. I wasn't, so I can't answer for what happened. It is never a nice thing if someone is forced to emigrate. That's unacceptable, but the only way we can do something about it is to try and create jobs that will help all of those young people come home. The immigration that has occurred in Ireland through the generations has become a very powerful diaspora, a real asset. I experienced it during the gathering when the support that we got from abroad was fabulous. I know from working in the International Fund for Ireland, our diaspora persuaded international governments to put €1 billion into the northern part of Ireland. So we have a huge asset, and I would like us to work harder to make sure that diaspora starts working on our behalf abroad. I know that Donegal County Council has done some marvellous work on this, and I would like to work with them to make sure that our diaspora abroad works with our young people abroad and also looks about bringing business home to Ireland. And I know Connect Ireland are doing a very good job on this as well.